Degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Nashville's City Council will consider finalizing new legislation tomorrow night to regulate data centers. A key environmental safeguard was stripped out earlier this month, which could have serious consequences for public health and the environment. But WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports a proposed amendment could change that.
Legislation provides two loopholes for fossil fuels. It allows data centers to power up with on-site gas turbines or diesel generators, which could essentially serve as private power plants. That poses serious risk for Nashville's air quality. Just look to Memphis. Elon Musk's xAI facility has its own gas turbines that create more nitrogen oxide pollution than TVA's largest coal plant. Councilperson Clay Capp introduced an ordinance to help prevent what's happening there in Nashville. His amendment sets up clear limits for fossil fuel use, allows unlimited renewables like solar, geothermal, and batteries, since they won't pollute the city, and creates incentives for companies that source half their power from renewables. Some folks say this legislation has been too rushed and the results could be sloppy. The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy last week urged city officials to only pass the proposed moratorium, like so many other cities in the nation, to allow time to strengthen the regulations. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
The controversial data center proposal near the Nashville Zoo has taken a key step forward. Axios Nashville reports the company DC Blocks closed on the property. As the new owners, Atlanta-based DC Blocks also filed a new building permit application. The Metro Council and Mayor Freddie O'Connell have been racing to block the proposal after sweeping public pushback and a public opposition campaign by the zoo. The council could vote tomorrow night on a data center moratorium. The mayor is also attempting to condemn the land so that Metro can forcibly buy it for city purposes. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.